This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. And we have plenty to discuss, including what was the biggest move on WHL trade deadline day. Medicine Hat and Regina coming together just minutes before the deadline passing. The BMO CHL NHL Top Prospects game just a couple of weeks away now. It'll be hosted by Vancouver. Tyler Benson will captain Team Cherry. We'll have more on that. WHL's Player of the Month for December, Prince George's Chase Watala will join us. And the WHL Player of the Week, Adam Haluka of the Red Deer Rebels, will stop by later. The 2016 WHL trade deadline passing with nine moves on the final day, but perhaps none bigger than the Medicine Hat Tigers dealing captain and former 50-goal man Cole Sanford to the Regina Pats in return for a second, a third, and a fifth-round Bantam draft pick, 20-year-old forward Brian Williams, and 16-year-old prospect Gary Hayden. I spoke with Tigers head coach and GM Sean Clouston on the deal that was struck just before the deadline.
Sean, a trade deadline, you guys pretty much forced to make the biggest deal, I think, of the deadline when your captain came to you and said, I wanted a trade. And by all accounts, I think you got some good return on that deal. But walk me through that move with Regina.
Yeah, no, that was a situation that, you know, as an organization, we had looked at and talked about. I mean, when you're in a transition year like we are, I mean, those are things that you have to think about. Cole had asked or talked about it. You know, we discussed it in would have been late November, and we were on the same page. We were going to try to get it done. You know, fortunately, as we got real close to the deadline, and you know, there was a few teams added to the list that it was able to happen.
The Regina Pats get some instant help as they continue on their U.S. Division road swing. Head coach and GM John Paddock on the deal with the Tigers.
Sean was reaching out a couple days ago. Are you interested? Well, of course, everybody in the league would be interested, but then it becomes whether you're willing, feel you can, have a need, however you want to look at it, and it grew from there.
Sanford turned out to be instant help in his Pats debut. He scored the overtime winner in Everett on the man advantage.
Getting a player of his quality enhances our opportunities to make the playoffs and should help our power play, and there's lots of positives from it. The assets fit fine. I think we're thrilled to have him, and we expect him to really help our team.
From the drop of the puck to the Edge Chinooth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
We are getting closer to the BMO CHL NHL Top Prospects game set for Vancouver January 28th. Team Cherry battles Team Orr with the top 40 CHL draft eligible players meeting in the annual contest. Team Cherry will be captained by Vancouver Giants forward Tyler Benson in what is his WHL home city. For Grapes, his involvement in the game goes back to its beginnings.
I remember the very first one, we thought, this is going to be a piece of cake. You know, the guys are just going to have an all-star game, you know, the way, like the NHL, have some fun. And I remember I walked in the dressing room, and holy smokes, I could see this wasn't going to be just an ordinary game. The guys were going, they were ready 100%. There was no joking. People that listen, I hope they realize this is not an all-star game. There's about 200 scouts and general managers out there. And boy, the kids take it serious, I'll tell you. And everybody's got to have their shift, too. I remember one time Daniel Bière was being selfish. He was staying on too long. And my other coach, Brian Kilray, he just ripped him. You couldn't believe it. And I said, well, what do you want? He says, bench him. It gets pretty excited back there, and I'm really looking forward to this one. I remember Gilbert Boulay, he had two goals. We won that one, I remember. And Danny Ryder, I think at the time, I asked him, is it okay if he has one of your shifts? And he said, yeah, go ahead, and he got a hat trick. So that was a good time we had in Vancouver the last time.
As for Benson, he's trying to battle through some adversity, but things have been turning around lately for the Giants, who are trying to get back in the playoff picture.
We have a really good coach in Lauren right now. He seems to fit, and we've been having a lot of success lately as a team. So it's been tough, but it's been good.
Benson was a dominant Bantam, leading him to be selected first overall in the WHL Bantam draft by the Giants.
Yeah, it's a lot different. You're playing against guys much older than you, and sometimes a lot bigger than you, and just everyone out there. Everyone in the league was pretty dominant in Bantam, so it's not an easy league to play in. And then the injuries haven't helped. It's been frustrating, but, you know, it's only going to make me stronger.
The BMO CHL-NHL Top Prospects game, Thursday, January 28th at Vancouver's Pacific Coliseum.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Prince George Cougar over age 4, Chase Watala, had a December to remember. He's the WHL Player of the Month, and I sat down with him.
Well, Chase, 14 goals and 23 points in the month of December. No one was hotter. And, hey, you're a 20-year-old in this league now. You've been around the block. What was it like for you in December with that line that just seems to keep on producing here for the Cougars?
Yeah, it was lots of fun for us. You know, we did really good as a team, too. You know, we had a really good record there as a team. And, you know, our line played well, too. So, you know, it was a lot of fun during that month.
20-year-old, this is your last kick at it. I know you had a pro invite with the Dallas Stars, but besides team success, what's motivating you here to try to move on and extend your hockey career?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I know this is my last kick of the can here. You know, I want to play pro hockey. So, you know, it's you know, that's just what I'm working for every day. You know, to help the team win, and you know, the farther our team goes, you know, the better chances you get at getting that chance to play pro hockey. So that's my goal this year.
You went down to Dallas and took part in that preseason tournament with the Stars. What was that experience like for you?
It was awesome. You know, I had a great time down there. It was a first-class organization. You know, it's just cool to see some of those players down there. There's some pretty high-end players, some guys that ended up sticking in the NHL too. So it's just cool to see where you're at with those guys, and, you know, I had lots of fun.
Chase, you're a Prince George native as well, and the Cougars have done pretty good at getting locals to play with PG and be effective players. But you go back a little further with PG. I believe, you were the stick boy at one time for the hockey club, so you got some deep roots with this team.
Yeah, you know, I was actually the stick boy, I think, when I was eight and nine. I had a couple of years there with them, so it was lots of fun. I always looked up to the team when I was younger, and it was pretty cool to get drafted by them when I was 14 and end up getting to play my whole WHL career with them. Is pretty special, too.
What's it like when you grow up in Prince George? Do you grow up wanting to be a Cougar? I know you go through the Caribou Cougars of the BC Major Midget League, but take me through the mindset when you're growing up.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when you're a little guy around there, you know, the Cougars are gods, you know, for the young guys around there. So it was cool to, you know, I got to be around them when I was younger, too. So it was cool to look up to those guys. And, yeah, and then Midget, too. You know, it's getting pretty big up there, too. So, yeah, it was lots of fun playing for those two clubs.
Finally, Chase, the Cougars right now in a battle for second in the division with the Victoria Royals going back and forth here a little bit. What are the aspirations for this team? What's the ceiling? What's the goal for the Cougars as you guys move into the second half?
Yeah, you know, the goal is it's pretty high right now. You know, we want to finish the high as we can possible. You know, it's really tough to division we're in right now. You know, Kelowna, Victoria and Kamloops and even Vancouver, you know, we're all right in the thick of things there. So, you know, we think that we're up there with anyone else in the West. So that's our goal, just to be a contender in the West here.
Chase, congratulations. December WHL Player of the Month. Good luck down the stretch.
Thank you.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
It was a big week for Red Deer Rebels forward Adam Haluka. 6 goals and 2 assists for 8 points. This is in 4 games after being acquired by Red Deer from the Spokane Chiefs. Red Deer's Troy Gillard sat down with him.
Well, Adam, congratulations on being named Western Hockey League Player of the Week. I imagine that has to have you feeling even better about how you've fit into this club so far.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's great to be fitting in on this new team so well. They've made it easy on me, and it's even better to contribute and help the team win.
What has made it easy for you so far? Just the caliber of the guys in the room, or the character, or all of the above?
Yeah, the character and the leadership of the guys in the room is outstanding, and of course, the caliber of the guys I'm playing with has been the best maybe I've ever played with in this league, so that's helped me a lot.
Well, that takes care of part of my next question. Now that you've been here for a couple of weeks, what are your overall thoughts on this club and what it can accomplish?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, our goal is quite obvious to win the Memorial Cup, but at the same time, before that, we want to win our division. And that's a huge goal of ours. And I think being here so far is an amazing experience for me. It's a great opportunity. And like I said, like the caliber and the skill of the hockey players that I get to play with, that's a plus.
Obviously, the highlight of your big week personally was the hat trick against Vancouver, and it came in just a remarkable late comeback. Have you ever been part of a game that had a frantic finish like that one?
Yeah, actually, last year in Spokane in playoffs, it was game 6, and it was a must-win game, and we scored to tie it with 5 seconds left and then lost in triple overtime. So I've been through stuff like that, and obviously it was a good comeback, but it was tough to lose in overtime.
Adam, you've now got first-hand experience with this Red Deer Lethbridge battle atop the Central Division. How do you think this battle is going to shape up moving down the stretch here, and how much are you looking forward to being a part of that?
Oh, I love the compete, how competitive we are against each other, and the rivalry. It just makes everything more fun playing against each other. It's easier to get pumped up for the games, and you know every time you play each other, that's basically a four-point game.
Now you guys head out on a three-game road trip. You'll hit up Moose Jaw and then Brandon and Swift Current. What do you guys hope to accomplish?
Well, obviously we try and expect to win every game with the caliber of the players we have in our dressing room and the character. So I think we'll go into the road trip wanting to bring 6 points back home.
Right on. Well, Adam, congrats again on being named Player of the Week, and thanks for doing this.
All right, thank you very much.
And that's the show. I want to say special thanks to Troy Gillard in Red Deer for his help this week. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.